5 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss the dinum of a matna shchimra. And as we previously discussed, if Reuven, who is a shchimra, gives away all of his assets to Shimon, this gift would have a status of a matna shchimra, and therefore Shimon would not have to make a kinyan as divrei shchimra as kechsuvim chimasurin dami. If Reuven would die, then Shimon would be kaina. However, if Reuven gets better, then there's an undra that since Reuven gave away all of his assets, it must be that Reuven contemplated that he was going to die. And that's the only reason why he gave this matana to Shimon. And since Reuven didn't die, therefore this matana would not be chal. And even if Shimon made a kinyan, however, if Reuven gave away some of his assets to Shimon, then that's called a matna shchimra b'miksas. Therefore, the dinim of matna shchimra do not apply. And the only way that Shimon would be kaina even after Reuven dies is only if Shimon made a kinyan. And once Shimon makes a kinyan, then even if Reuven gets better, then Shimon was already kaina, as the Gemara states im amar ein chayza, that if Reuven gets better, then Reuven cannot retract on this gift, and Shimon would keep these assets. And our Gemara now begins, that there was a matana where Reuven was a shchimra, either wrote in a document, or he stated that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and he added in life and in death. So Rav states that would have a standard din of a matna shchimra, even though Reuven stated I'm giving this gift in life, the gift is only chal if Reuven dies, and it has standard din of a matna shchimra. Shmuel argues, and he says that this matana is considered like a matnas bari, and even if Reuven would have given away all of his assets, even if Reuven gets better, that Shimon is still kaina. The Gemara will now explain both the sheet of Rav and the sheet of Shmuel, and as the Gemara continues, Rav Omar reik matnas chimra min kasabei b'mavis, that Rav states that this gift is considered like a matnas chimra, since Reuven mentioned that I'm giving this to you in death, so achemisa kamli, therefore certainly Reuven meant to say that I'm only giving this gift to you because I'm going to die. Therefore, even if Reuven gave a matna shchimra b'miksas, certainly if he gave away all his assets to Shimon, and certainly it's considered a matna shchimra, and therefore this gift is only chal if Reuven dies. But if Reuven gets better, even if Shimon made a kinyan, the gift would not be chal, as l'maisa this is considered a standard din of a matna shchimra and a standard case of a person that was mitzava machmas misa behind the ksuv mechayim. And even though he wrote, "I'm giving to you in life," simon ba'alma dechayi, he just meant it as a simon ba'alma that I want to live, as Rashbam explains, Simana L'chayim Klaima B'mavis Dafku, that I'm only giving this gift if I die, and Mechayim Lab Dafka El Simon Tay Lufish Hiskami Sasai, and since Reuven mentioned his death, therefore he mentions that he wants to live, Shalarasal of Tech Pilisatan, as there's a concept about Tiftach Pilisatan, Klaima Mokim Yatsileni Mechayim Zevoli Omers, and it's as if Reuven would be misspelled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from the sickness, and I should not die. The Gemara continued that just like Rav was focused on the word B'mavis, so Shmuel is focused on the word Bechayim, and the Gemara explains to Shmuel, and Shmuel holds Harei Kematnas Bari, that since Reuven used the Lashon that I'm giving away this Matana, and he stated Bechayim v'mamavis, so it's considered like a Matnas Bari midchsibba Bechayim, since he mentioned I'm giving you this gift in my lifetime, so Bechayim kama, so therefore it's clear that Reuven is saying that even if I live, I want you to have this gift, and even if he's giving away all his assets, it will be considered like a Matnas Bari, and Shimon would be Kaina, and Reuven could not be Chayza, even if he gets better. I hide the kasa of Uva Mavis, and the reason why Reuven wrote the term and in death, Commander Omer Ma'atavad Oilam, it's as if Reuven is telling Shimon that I want this gift to be Chal Mechayim, but I want you to keep this gift forever. As Rashbam points out, that you shouldn't think that Reuven is stating that I want the gift to be Chal La'achamisa. Certainly Shmuel holds that Lo Yudana Ma'idimba, and in the case of a Matnas Bari, certainly the kinyan cannot work La'achamisa as Ein Shtar La'achamisa, but L'maisa, this gift actually works Mechayim. You should keep this gift if after I die as well. And as the Yad Ramah states, V'haydech Silba b'mavis commander Omer Ma'atavad Olam d'hochi mashra b'chayim v'mavis b'im b'chayim noisim b'im l'acham oisai. The Gemara continues, Amri Nadoi, they stated in Nadoi, Hilchus HaKavase de Rav, that the Lacha follows Rav, and this matana is considered a matna shchimra. We focus on the word b'mavis, even if it would be a matna shchimra b'miksas, this gift is only chal l'acham isa, as it's considered as if Reuven was being mitzav machmas misa, and therefore if Reuven gets better, he could be chayza. The Gemara continues, Amrava, however, Rava states, V'ksibba Mechayim Kana, although I may agree with Rav that if Reuven used the term Bechayim Uva Mavis, that's considered a Matna Shchimra, and in Omar Chayza, however, if Reuven wrote or said Mechayim instead of Bechayim, then it would be considered a Matna Zbari, and even if he gave away all the Chasim, and Shimon made a Kinyan, then Shimon would be Kaina, and in Omar Einer Chayza, and Omar Meima, less Tichasik Rava, and Meima taught us that we don't pass like Rava, and the Gemara is, Omar Rav Ashla Meima, Pshita, Da Amin Adai, Chesed Chavasti to Rav, and Rav Ashi asked Tameima, certainly the halacha doesn't follow Rava, since that doy already passing like Rav. The Gemara answers, Marut Hima Mechayim Maidu Rav Kamash Blon, that one may have thought that if Reuven used the Lashon Mechayim, then even Rav would agree that it's considered Matnas Bari and an Amad Enechayza, Kamash Blon, that less Chesed Chavasti to Rav, as Rav doesn't agree with Rava, and even if Reuven said Mechayim Uvam Mavis, we focus on the Lashon Uvam Mavis, and it's a Matnas Shchibra, and therefore an Amad Chayza. The Gemara continues, and let's keep in mind that although we stated that in Adoy they passed like Rav, but the Maisa Shmuel was the Rav in Adoy, and therefore the Gemara states, Ahud Asal Kamid Rav Nachman Adah, that there was a person that came to Rav Nachman Adah, and this person at one point was a Shchimra. When he gave a gift, he stated, Bachayim Uram Avis, now that he got better, he wanted to be Chayza, and he came to Rav Nachman to ask him if he could be Chayza. So Shadul Kamid Rav Yemen Ba'abu Lashim Tamya, so Rav Nachman stated, I don't want to pass him for you in Adah, and instead you should go to Rav Yemi Ba'abba to a place called Shum Tamya, and I would rather Rav Yemi Ba'abba will pass him for you. And Oman Rav Nachman explained, Hacha asked the Shmuel, Hechi Navi Kavasid Rav, that since we're in Adar, and this is the place where Shmuel was the Merid Asra, therefore it wouldn't be proper for me to pass him like Rav, and to pass him that you could be Chayza, as this would be considered a Matnes Shchimra, and instead I would have to pass him like Shmuel, that this would be considered a Matnes Bari, and you would not be able to be Chayza, by traveling to Shum Tamya, so then Rav Yemi Ba'abba will pass him for you like Rav, that since you said, B'chayim Uram Avis, therefore it is considered a regular Matnes Shchimra, and since you got better, therefore you could be Chayza. The Gemara continues with another story, and there was a woman who we will call Rachel. She was a Shchimra, and she used a Lashon of Mechayim Uvam Mavis, and then she got better, and she now wanted to be Chayza. She claims it was a Matnes Shchimra, and as the Gemara states, Ahida Seil Kamedi Rava, that Rachel came in front of Rava, Ovid La Rava Kishmaitse, Lemaisa Rava Paskin, like his Memra, since she wrote Mechayim Uvam Mavis, so it was a Matnes Bari, and she isn't able to be Chayza, and have a Katar delay, so she kept bothering Rava to change his psak. So Amli Rapapa, braider of Chanan Safri, so Rava said to Rapapa, the son of Rav Chanan, who was the Seifa, he was the Safra Daina, Zilk Seivla, that you could go and write for her that the psak would be that she could be Chayza. However, Kseba, then you should add into this document Lashon that is found in a Mishnah Mesechta Bar Mitzia on Daf Ayin Heyomer Beis, that in the case Vaseich Sa'umnun V'chazur Ben, that if Reuven hires workers and they are Chayza and they don't want to continue doing this job, and they walk away from the job site, and of course that would cause Reuven a major loss. The Mishnah teaches us, Seich Alein Oy Matan, Reuven could go and hire other workers, and even if he'll have to pay them a higher price, original workers would be responsible for his loss, or Reuven could actually fool these workers, and he could tell them that I'm going to pay you a larger salary, and this way they'll come back to work, but ultimately afterwards, he'll take them to Bezdin, and he won't have to give them that amount of money, and he'll only have to give them the original amount of money that he made up to pay them. By writing this into the shtar, so Rava was giving a siman to anyone that will read this psak, that I was really forced into writing this psak halacha, as I really paskin that since she said mechayim uva mavis, so it's considered a matnes bari, and therefore she can't be chayza. And as Rashbam states, amle lo safrei zilk seivla shadin ima v'chasa b'seif hashtar mishtar shnu b'bar mitziyah b'seif sa'umnin soich alein oy mitan v'siman hoya b'teich hashtar shal lidchay se'isha v'la teisa niskaven v'yipatru machlekusa v'yavina b'dvarim v'kelasai. And as we will see in a moment, she realized that Rava was trying to fool her, therefore she cursed Rava. And it seems, according to the Rashbam, that Rava actually told Rapapa Breda Rav Chanan to actually write that she is correct and that she could be Chayza. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who states, Soich Aleim Oymatan, Klema, Ksoiv Lodvorim Ba'alma, that he told him, don't write this psak and just write something else. And most women were illiterate and they couldn't read, and therefore she wouldn't realize they didn't really write this psak halacha, and he really wrote a Mishnah Mesechta Bar Mitzia. As Rabbeinu Gershom continues, Hold the Mitardali, Kadesh Tehe Svura, the Schusa at the Kaisavla, Kadesh Titcha Malenu, Mishunda Avasu, Bahi Mishnah Bab Mitzia. And the reason why he chose this Mishnah is because they were Isaac in this Mishnah, Mishum Haki Nakat Hai Lishna, the Mitan, Shum, the Mitala, Bidvaran Ba'alma. Lemaisa, the Gemara tells us that this woman, Rachel, realized that Rava was just writing this psak, and it was only to make her feel better, but really Rava wasn't passing for her, and Amra, Litba Abay, and therefore she said that since you're trying to fool me, therefore I'm cursing you that your ship should sink, and you should lose all your merchandise, and you should lose a lot of money, as a tuyakum matasli, as you're trying to fool me, and I'm shinnul money to Rava b'maya, and l'maisa the talmidim of Rava realized that she cursed him, and they didn't want this curse to come true, and therefore they took Rava's clothing, and they soaked it in water, and they thought that that would be a kiyum of this klala, that l'maisa Rava's clothing and Rava's assets would get wet, and the Gemara states, v'afilachi le'ipik mitiva, l'maisa, ultimately this curse came true, and the ship of Rava actually sunk into the sea. Ein Rashbam, Diva Maschel, Lo Yispar. Barakma Insha, the Alti Kulas Hedyad Kalabeinecha, and the Rashbam points out certainly a Kulas Hedyad would not come true if Rava actually passed correctly, and therefore, by the fact that this Klola came true, therefore it must be that we pass him like Rav, and even if Ruvin would say Mechayim Uvam Mavis, it would be considered a Matnish Chimra and an Omar Eden Chayza, as we focus on the Lashon Uvam Mavis, and even though Ruvin said a Lashon of Bechayim or even Lachayim, it was the Simona Ba'alma Shalev Tech Piv Lesatan. Similarly, the Ritva states, Mustavra the Meshum the Havidon Lashalikudin, Dafka by Kalasa Yachraminan, the Ifrik Mitiva, Sheshigas Chacham Ilazadan, the Havalil Medek Tvei, Ayin Shum. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Lekosabash Chimra, that let's say Ruvin gave a gift to Shimon, and they wrote a document, and in the document they didn't specify that at the time that Ruvin gave a gift, he was a Shimra, and they also didn't specify that at the time that Ruvin gave the gift, he was healthy. And Rashbam explains that the standard was that when someone was a Shimra and they gave a gift to someone, then they would write the Lashon of Kedekotz of Rami Ba'asi, that when he was Shvach and he was lying in bed, when a person was healthy, they would write, Karavah Mahalach Ragloy Beshukah, Ruvin gave this gift to Shimon when Ruvin was healthy and he was walking in the street or marketplace. And Lemaisa, although our Mishnah states, Lekosab Bashimra, the Mishnah doesn't state that he didn't write that he was a Bari either. However, Zok Taisis, Elam Mishum Dekhtani, Tzarech Lavi Raya, Shu Shimra, Nokat Hai Lishna, and the reason why we actually chap on this Lashon, even though the Mishnah is also talking about a case where Ruvin wrote this document Stoma, he didn't write the Lashon that he was healthy either. However, since Rav Meir will hold that Ruvin has to bring a Raya that he was a Shimra, therefore the Gemara speaks about the case of Lekosab Bashimra, but in the Chanami, he didn't write that he was a Bari either. Lemaisa, we're talking about a case where Ruvin gave away all of his assets to Shimon, and Lemaisa, if Ruvin was a Shimra, then if Ruvin got better, then certainly he would have a right to be Chayzah, and the Matana would not be Chal. Certainly we're talking about a scenario where at some point Ruvin was definitely a Shimra, but now he got better, and at this point Ruvin is saying that I gave this Matana as a Matana Shimra, and now that I'm better, I'm Omad Chayzah, and I should be able to be Chayzah for this Matana. As the Mishnah continues, who Omad Shimra he see, Behin Oymin Bari he saw, that Ruvin says that at the time that he gave this gift to Shimon, that I was a Shimra, and therefore I could be Chayza. However, Shimon, or those that he gave the Matana to, they state Ruvin gave this Matana at a time that Ruvin was healthy, and therefore, although he gave away all his assets, but Lebaisa, this Matana was Chal, he made a Kinyan, and therefore they have a right to all of his assets. The Mishnah teaches us, Tzarech Lav Raya Sheshimra Hoya Divra Meir, the Rameya hold that Ruvin would have to bring a Raya that at the time that he gave a gift, he was a Shimra, and therefore he could be Chayza, and if he doesn't bring a Raya, then Shimon would be Koina, and we would say that the likelihood is that Ruvin gave this Matana while he was healthy, and the Gemara will explain what is Pshat in the Shita of Rameya, and the Mishnah continues, however, the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they say, that Shimon would have to bring Edim, that Ruvin was not a Shimra, and that Ruvin was healthy at the time that he gave the gift, and otherwise, Ruvin is a Muchsik in his Nechasim and his assets, and even if Shimon went and took these assets, Lemaisa Shimon would have to give these assets back to Ruvain. The Gemara begins that the standard was that after someone would receive a gift from a Shimra, so then they would write a Shtar Raya. For example, after Ruvain would die, then they would write that Ruvain was very sick and he was lying on his bed and he gave a Matna Shimra to Shimon, and Lemaisa Ruvain died and he never got better between the time of the gift and the time that he died. Therefore, this gift was Chal Achamisa, and there was never a time that Ruvain retracted from this gift. As Rashbam states, Kachay Rigil Lichta Matna Shimra Nechtavis La'achemisasan, La'idia Shinechasim Halalu Nesunu L'zal Mekabal B'tzavah Shimra U'mitech Oisi Chayil Nifta Shalai Om B'Tayim V'lai Chazabai. We clearly state that Ruvin never got better, and therefore the gift was Chal, and Ruvin never retracted the gift, and the standard Lashon that they would write is as follows, Kadav Kotzev Rami Ba'asei, that when Ruvin was sick and he was lying in his bed, and then they would write U'migoy Mari Ifta L'Beisei Lamei, and from this sickness he died and he went to L'Beisei Lamim. Our Gemara begins, Ahum Atanta Dav Kotzevah Kadav Kotzev Rami Ba'asei, that there was a Matna Shimra, that after Ruvin died, they wrote a shtar, and in the shtar they wrote, while Ruvin was sick and he was lying in bed, he gave a Matna Shimra to Shimon, and he gave all his assets away to Shimon. But they didn't write the second part of the Lashon, and they didn't write that while Ruvin was sick with this sickness, that he died, and he never got better. As Rabbeinu Gershom points out, now we're claiming that Lemaisa, our father, at some point got better, and therefore he was chayzer from this matana, and these assets do not belong to Shimon, and we should get the assets as the estate should receive these assets. However, but Shimon says that Ruvin never got better, and therefore I was cleaning all of his assets as he gave me a matna shimra, and I was was koina la achamisa. Before we continue, let's point out that there's a shayla in the Rishonim that if Reuven actually gets better, does Reuven have to be chayzer, and does Reuven have to actually state that I want to be chayzer, or automatically do we say that since Reuven got better, then there's an umdra that certainly he is chayzer, and he doesn't have to actually state that he was chayzer, and even so, the gift would not be chal. We continue in daf kufnun gemara beis, and Amar Rabba and the Rif is Geris Amar Rava that are meis are kivra mechiyach lav that lemaisa at this point Reuven is dead and he's already buried and therefore that's a rechacha that he never got better and he was always sick and he died from that sickness. Therefore Shimon has a right to his assets as he was koina based on being a matna shchimra and lemaisa Reuven was not amad mecholyoi. Rashbam explains on royon shu meis ubos the hashtas linon we rely on a chazaka the hashta vim denu al cheskas misasai v'yesh loin loimah shem teich isi chaylin meis v'kona mekal matana and therefore Shimon is koina. Lemaisa chazaka the hashta says that we look at his current status and since at this point Reuven is dead, therefore we say that he must have died from the sickness and he didn't get better at any previous point. Let's keep in mind that this seems to be like the Shita of Rameya that we had in our Mishnah, and in the case Reuven gave a matana to Shimon and they didn't write if it was a matna shchimra or a matna shbari, and at this point Reuven is healthy, then Reuven has to bring a raya that he was a shchimra. This seems to be based on the same svara as since at this point Reuven is healthy, so we have a chazaka to hashta that he was always healthy, and at the time of the gift he was also healthy, and since it was a matnas bari, so Reuven can't be chayza unless he will bring a raya that at the time he gave away all his assets he was a shchimra, therefore now that he got better he could be chayza. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, so Abaya responds to Rabba, the Lemaisa who said we go based on chazaka to hashta, but we know that there's a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that teaches us that if there's a group of people that are on a ship and the ship sinks or it's tossing around at sea, we're not sure if the people on the boat died or they lived. The Mishnah teaches us that there's a Sfina of the Biyam, Noisin of Chumri Chaim v'Chumri Mesim, as Rashbam explains that if there was a Bas Kohen that is married to Yisrael, we would apply the status that maybe her husband is still alive and we would say we have to focus on the Chumri Chaim and potentially she's still married to Yisrael and therefore she can't eat Truma. We would also apply Chumri Mesim in an opposite case where Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and we would have to say that potentially her husband who was a Kohen died, therefore she would no longer be able to eat Truma. Therefore Abaya states, Hashto Masvina Shirubin La'abed Noisin Le'en Chumri Chaim V'Chumri Mesim, that Madoch B'negei the case of a Sfina that sank into the sea where most people that are on a ship that sinks at sea would certainly die. Even so, we have a Suffolk and we state that we have to go to Chumra both L'Chaim and L'Mavis, and L'Maisa we say there's a potential that her husband is alive and therefore she has to follow those Chumras as if he would be alive. If it was a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma, and certainly a woman that is in this matzav cannot get married as potentially she's an Eish Yisish. Therefore Abaye says, Choylin B'negei our case where Reuven was certainly sick, Sh'roiv Choylin L'Chaim, and we have a Roiv that most people that are sick get better, like Kolshkein, and certainly we should have to be Choshish that maybe Reuven got better and therefore the gift was not a valid gift and Reuven, who was originally the Muchzik, should still be the Muchzik, and we should not follow the Chazaka the Hashtar, and therefore Shimon should not be entitled to this gift. Instead, the Yisraelim should have a right to claim that a father got better, therefore the gift was retracted, and Shimon doesn't have a right to this gift and to these assets. Ayin Rashbam, Choylim Sh'roiv Choylim L'Chaim, K'ditnan, and as we learned in Masechtas Gittin, HaMevi Get Medinis Yom, V'nichoy Zakenei Choylo, Noisin La B'chesel Shukayim, and we don't have to be choshish that maybe he died, therefore like Kolshkin, Dineima, Dilma Omad V'chazabai, Umiyu Rabba L'chodabai, however Zakt Rashbam, that Rabba is not choshish from his psak, the Kaimel and Kavosei, the Shmaitzik Rab Nosin Azla, the Kaimel and Kavosei, and as we will see, that Rabba is actually basing his psak based on the Shita of Rab Nosin, therefore we pass in like Rabba, Yidamrinim Ba'almo, Rab Nosin Dainhu V'nochus La'im Kududina, and therefore we pass in like Rab Nosin. Keep in mind that Abaye's Svara seems to be a bit schwer, Bishlim in the case of a Sfina, so it makes sense that we have to be choshish that there's a potential that Reuven is still alive and he didn't die when the Sfina capsized. As L'maisa, there is no Chazaka D'Hashta, certainly we don't know as to Reuven's status and we don't know that Reuven is actually dead. However, in our case, where is the Chazaka D'Hashta? As we know that at this point Reuven is dead, then certainly we should say that we should follow Chazaka D'Hashta. Therefore, we should say that Reuven died and he wasn't Omad and therefore he wasn't Chazar. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Kaman Ozla Hashmaitzer Rabba. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua states, Lafi which man the Omad is Rabba stating his Alacha that we follow Chazaka D'Hashta. The Gemara states, Kerab Nosson, that Rabba is going like the Shita of the Tana Rab Nosson. Let us point out that previously when we learned the Shita of Rabba, we pointed out that Rabba certainly could be going like the Shita Rav Meir in our Mishnah, and why in our Gemara state that Rav is going like the Shita of Rav Meir from our Mishnah, and I in Tasty will ask the command also Hashmaitzed Rav Karab Nosson, Vim Taima, Maile Kamra Al Karab Meir, the Rav Gufi Mukil Kamon, Rav Nosson Karab Meir Masisin, and Rav himself states later on that Rav Nosson Shita is like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, and therefore we could have stated specifically that Rav is going like Rav Meir, and why the Gemara state that Rav is going like Rav Nosson, Vishleiman, Mishum Rav Nosson, Dainu, Vinachs Loim Kudadina, in the Khanami, really the Gemara could have stated Rabbi is going like Rashita Rameya, since the Chacham Nachilik Rameya in our Mishnah, so potentially we wouldn't pass him like Rameya, and we wouldn't pass him like Rabba, and therefore the Gemara tells us that Rabbi is actually going like the Shita Rav Nosson, and we always pass him like Rav Nosson, because Dainu Vinachas Laim Kudadina, and as Rashbam stated, the Halach Kurabba, Inam in the Mastis and Lemucha Behed Yeshu Bechasis Bari Ata, Avon Milsi Rav Nosson, Mash Mahachi Behedya, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues and explains where we find the Shita Rav Nosson, the Tanin, as we learned to the Brisa, that in a similar case for our Mishnah, Reuven gave away all his assets to Shimon, and he didn't write in the Shtar if at that point he was a Shimra or if he was healthy, and Lemaisa Reuven claims that he was a Shimra, and now that he's better, he wants to be Chayza, and Shimon claims that he was healthy, and therefore he can't be Chayza, and it was a standard Matnas Bari, and the Brisa teaches us, Mi Moitzu Miami, that who has the right to take the asset from the other, as who Moitzu Miyadein B'loi Raya, as the Shimra has the right to take the asset from Shimon without any Raya, V'hin Einu Moitzu Miyadei El B'Raya, Shimon or the others that the gift was given to cannot take this assets away from Reuven without bringing Raya that at that point he was healthy. And Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, these are the words of Rabbi Yaakov, and even though at this point Reuven is healthy, they don't follow Chazaka Dehashta. Lemaisa, since Reuven was originally Musik in his assets, therefore we say that it must be that that Chazaka continued, and the likelihood is that Reuven is still the owner of these assets, and therefore we say that he must have been a Shimra at the time that he gave this gift. And as Rashbam states, Hu Moitz Miyadein V'Noisin and this would be similar to the din of Abaya in the case where Reuven already died. And we say that although Reuven already died, we don't base this on a chazaka d'hashta. We say that since Reuven Chaylim eventually got better, therefore it's possible that Reuven got better and he was chayza. Certainly, Rab is not going like the Shita Rabbi Yaakov. However, the Brisa continues, Rab Nosson Eimer, Rab Nosson argues in Rabbi Yaakov, and he states, Bari who, if at this point Reuven is healthy, so Allah of the Havi Raya Shah Yishimra, so then Reuven has to bring a Raya that originally when he gave this gift he was a Shimra, as we follow Chazaka Dehashta, and since at this point Reuven is healthy, so therefore we say that the likelihood is that at the time that he gave the gift he was also healthy, and therefore it was a Matnas Bari, and Shim would be Kaina, unless Reuven could bring a Raya that at the point that he gave the gift he was a Shimra, and he gave away all his assets, and therefore now that he got better, therefore the din is im Amad Chayzar, and Lemaisa, this would be exactly like the din of Rabbah, that we follow a Chazaka Dehashta. And similarly, Rab Nosson continues, im Shimra hu, if at this point that Reuven is a Shimra, alein l'havu raya shebari haya, then we would follow a Chazaka Dehashta, that since Reuven is a Shimra at this point, so likelihood is that at the time that he gave this gift, he was also a Shimra, and if he would get better, he could be Chayzar, and therefore, if Shimon would want to keep this gift, and would want to claim that this was a Matnas Bari, he would have to bring a raya that at the time that Reuven gave the gift, Reuven was healthy, and it was a Matnas Bari. Ayin Rashbam, who points out that the moment in time that we have to look at when defining a Chazaka Dehashta is B'Shas Hamad B'Din, Ayin Sham. Before we continue, let's remember that since B'Negeya Saita, the Torah states, V'Nistra V'Hinit Ma, and the Torah used Lashon of Tumah regarding a woman who is a Saita, and there is a Safik if she was Mizana or not, so we learn all Dinim of Safik Tumah from a Saita, and we learn that since a woman only becomes a Saita and becomes Asa to her husband if she was completely secluded with another man and had complete stira, so too suffik tum b'shus yachid sveikai tamei. However, if a person is misupik, if he became tamei and he's not in a completely secluded area, then since if a saita would be in such an area, the dinim of saita would certainly not apply to her. So the klal is that suffik tum b'shus rabim sveikai tar. And it's important to keep in mind that the word b'shus yachid and the word b'shus rabim that we apply b'negei suffik tumah not defined in the same way that b'shus yachid and b'shus rabim is defined b'negei hilchus shabbos. And as we know, b'shus rabim b'negei shabbos has to have 600,000 people, and there are many other halachas that apply b'negei rishis rabim b'negei shabbos. It's also important to note that when there was a valley and there were a lot of fields, then it was the standard that people would walk through these fields and use it as a shortcut, but they would only do so during the summer months when these fields were not planted and they were already cut and it was already harvested, and therefore they weren't going to ruin the fields. However, during the Yemesek Shamim, which is defined as after Revi'a Shnia and after the second rainfall, then people would not walk through these fields. fields as they were already planted and they were starting to grow, and therefore by walking through someone else's field, you could damage his crop, and therefore it was not standard that people would walk through other people's field during Yemaisa Gshamim. And let's keep in mind that even though people may walk through other fields during Yemaisa Chama, but certainly there wasn't a full Rishis Rabin that was walking through this area, and it was only a minimum amount of people that would walk there. But since Lemaisa, people would walk through the field during Yemaisa Gshamim, these areas were not considered a secluded area, and there was a potential that were other people there, and therefore B'negei Tumah, these areas potentially would not have a din of Rishis Yachid. Based on this Hakdama, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbeleza states, and some agrees, Ulinu Tumah K'machlekes, that B'negei Hilchas Tumah, the same machlekes that we had between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, could apply B'negei Tumah at the Than, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tayris, Bikah B'Yemaisa Chama Rishis Yachid L'Shabbos Rishis Rabban L'Tumah, if there's an area where there are a lot of fields, and during the summer months, it's after the time of harvest, so then people would walk there and use it as a shortcut. Therefore, although certainly B'negei Hilchas Shabbos, it would be considered Rishis Yochid Midoraisa, and if someone would carry from this area into the area of Rishis Rabim, then certainly it would be Chayei V'Chatos. However, L'maisa, since it's not considered a secluded area, therefore it's considered Rishis Rabim B'negei Tumah, and the din is that Safek Tumah Rishis Rabim Sveikei Tar. And although this is not a sugya, but the Rashbam points out that this bicker was surrounded by fence, Rishis Yochid Hil Shabbos, V'afilu Hi Kafef Yosin Beis Asayim, and even if the area is a very large area, and it's more than a Beis Asayim, which is more than 5,000 square feet, therefore if someone throws an item from this area into Rishis Rabim, then it'll be Chayev Echatos. However, Taltal Asa, but even though it's considered Rishis Yochid Duraisa, it's certainly considered a Kafef Midrabanan, and still considered a Karmelis. Although generally, if you have an area that's a Rishis Yochid, and it's surrounded by walls, the din is you could carry in there Midraisa. However, Midrabanan, since it's such a large area, therefore it's considered a Karmelis, and it would be also to carry four Amos within this area, at least Midrabanan. The Mishnah continues, be Meisak Shamim. However, if someone walks into this area during a rainy season, and in that time it's not normal for people to walk there, and it's considered a Makam Stira, and it's considered a secluded area, therefore Rishis Yochid L'Kan L'Kan, so certainly it's considered Rishis Yochid L'Shabbos, but this area is even considered Rishis Yochid L'Gabi Tumah, and therefore if Ruvi walks through this area and he has a suffix if he became Tomei, then the din would be suffix Tumah Rishis Yochid Sveikoi Tomei. L'maisa, what connection does this Mishnah have to the Bachleikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson? Zok Rashbam and Dilma Maskel K'machleikis Ki Hechid Nechluku Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Nosson B'matan Estam He has Lina Bosa Hashto Oy Bosa Chasin Chasim, that just like we had a Machleikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Nosson held that we go based on Chazok and Hashto, and Rabbi Yaakov held we go based on Chasin Chasim Hachinami Afligu Gabi Tumah. So similarly, there's Machleikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson B'negia Din of Tumah Shimba Adam LeBezin, that if Ruvin comes to Bezin B'nishal Ashin Nichlas Lebika Ben Yudea Masay Nichlas, Ruvin has a Shaila that he states, I went into this area. However, I'm not sure exactly at what point of the year I went into this area. If I went in during the summer months, and therefore it's a case of Safek Tumah Rishis Rabim and Sveikei Tar, or I walked through this area during the winter months where no one would walk through these fields, and therefore it was a secluded area, and Safek Tumah Rishis Yachid Sveikei Tamei, the Psak would be based on a Machlekes between Rab Nosson and Rab Yaakov, as if we hold like Rab Nosson that we follow the Chazaka D'Hashta, so Chazinim, Atakashinishli, Mesach Hamein Tahu, that's Lina Basta Hashta Rab Nosson, the Mesach Shamu Tomei, the Basta Hashta is Linon, and we see when Reuven came to ask the Shaila, as if he came during Yemaisek Shamim, then we say that since it's now Yemaisek Shamim, therefore you must have walked through this area during Yemaisek Shamim, as we go based on Chazaka D'Hashta, and therefore you'd be Tomei. However, if Reuven asked the Shaila during the summer, then we would say that the likelihood is that he walked through the field during the summer, as we follow Chazaka D'Hashta, and therefore it would be a Safek Tumah Rishis Rabim and Sveikei Tar. However, Rabbi Yaakov also bus chazaka hem mitar chazkasai v'tar at shevo edim v'idu shemaisek shamim nichtas. However, according to Rabbi Yaakov, we look at the person, and this person has a chazaka that is tar, and therefore we would say that it doesn't make a difference if he came to Esther Shaila during the yemaisek chama or even during yemaisek shamim. In all cases, he would be considered tar. We explained that a bikkur b'yemaisek shamim is considered rishus yachid, and as Rashbam stated, al yemaisek shamim sheyesh sham zroim ein nichtas l'teicha v'avimak mistira v'safik tumah tamei, and this is based on the fact that people wouldn't walk there since there were crops growing there. However, Ayin Taisus brings Rabbeinu Chananel that be Yemaisek Shamim in Bnei Adam Nichnasim B'Teicha Mepnei Roivek Shamim, because it was so wet and difficult to walk through this field. However, Taisus states being nearer she'in ze machbas milu mayim el Mepnei Atfua ke Tani B'Tisafta, and Ayin Taisus who states v'hadik Tani Sefer as the Meir Shamim Mishuteru And as we previously explained, and Taisus continues, and as we learn in Masechet Bava Mekabla, Mahalchim Bishvila Rishus, Mishiteru Viyashnia, and once the second rain starts to fall, then people would not walk through people's fields, and they would only walk Bishvila Rishus, Shamisham Ve'ilach, Jerusalem Regal, Mazekas, Zroim Latua, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Amr Rava, and Rava explains, Leishanoa, Shle Avrola, Yemesak Shamim, Aval Avrola, Yemesak Shamim, Mishus Yachid, Lukan, Lukan. Rava explains that although from the Pashas of the Mishnah, Masechet Tyrus, it seems that as long as the Suffolk was Noled during the Yemesa Chama, then we consider a Suffolk Tum Rishus Rabim, and therefore Sveikai Tar. However, Rava qualifies this din, and he states that that is only if this area did not yet go through a full winter season. However, once there was a winter season that went by, once we already gave it a status of Rishus Yachid at one point, then the status never is removed, and then we would always say Suffolk Tum Rishus Yachid is Sveikai Tameh, and we would go to Chumra, and as Rashbam states, that would Goris Am Rava and not Ve'am Rava, as Milsa Ba'api Nafshihi, as this is a new din. He explains, I'm farish to Milsa Rabba Lezad Rava Koye, Ein Yel Atoye, the Rava Basrhu, Ve'ein Tzarech Litchok, Milsa Rabba Lezad, Al-Amid Al-Pirish Rava, and Rava states, Lo Shana, the Bikam Yemaisach Hamer, Shis Rabba Natoma, El Shalai Avra Al-Bikazu, Yemaisach Shama, Mishigad Ruha. This area did not go through a winter season since the time that it had a gedder, and it was already surrounded by a wall. Avra Avra Yemaisach Shama, Sulay Pakamin, Hashem Rishis Yachid, Afilum Shiyagiyu, Yemaisach Hamer, Ve'tevelo Ilum Rishis Yachid, Lukan Lukan. Not only is its status a Rishis Yachid B'negei Shabbos, but it always will retain a status of Rishis Yachid even B'negei Tumah. Suffolk Tum Rishis Yachid would be Sveikai Tameh. Rashbam states V'svarim Al Yasi, and either this is based on a simple svara like Chumad Rabbanu, or this is actually a Chumad Rabbanon Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.